Ask Alex is an awkward situation, but I think a lot of people probably have been there at one point or another.
Oh, this is so painfully awkward. I have so much secondhand embarrassment, but I also secretly love it because I love
too.
Other people's drama.
Morgan wrote to us and we talked to her talking about how she got a little wine drunk, went on Tinder, swiped on a guy. She thought she was cute. She sobered up. And when he got there, she's like, oh, what the hell is this? And kind of, you know.
Oh, you ugly.
Asked him to leave. You're your daddy's son. The thing that got even more awkward, though, was that she's the captain of a bowling team. Bowling's fun, except if that guy shows up. So what does she do?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out. We got some advice on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. You can comment there if you can't get through on the phones, 317-239-1009.
Also, Joan Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. Live the Web Girl, what are we getting people's feedback so far?
Audrey says, wow, I don't have much advice. Since she is the captain, she should maybe just hope he realizes it too and just quits the team so she can get someone new. I don't know how bowling teams work. And then Amy says, OMG, I love this. She's got to act casual and pretend she doesn't remember him. It'll piss him off so much he'll quit. Problem solved. And then Danielle says, what if the guy intentionally put himself on her team? Not sure how bowling works, but that would be funny.
There's no way it happened that quickly.
Dude,
feel like he signed up.
Maybe he did like stalk her and found out what team she was going to be on and all that, and then he joined it.
Maybe, but I don't think it's that extreme. Let's talk to Kim this morning. What do you think here, Kim?
I think she just needs to put a big girl panties on, go be that captain, and shame on him for posting a picture that looked nothing like him on Tinder. He's the one that should be embarrassed.
Ooh.
And not show. She just needs to go be this and not let him steal her thunder.
Have
no
you
way.
Seen girls' Instagrams before, the photos they put up there? They're modeled, they're posed, they're caked in makeup. Women do that all the time, and you don't think anything had to do with her judgment that she was a little wine drunk? Because she said she sobered up. He probably looked that damn ugly in the photo anyways, but she never realized
That's it. That's true. That could be the case.
All right. Hey, thank you for your call this morning, Kim. We appreciate it. Daryl, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what do you think needs to happen?
Well, I think they both should just meet at the bowling game or whatever. And I know they're probably going to be pissed off at each other, but that's how championships are won. You know what I mean?
Why do you
say
that?
Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher. Mama said.
What? I don't know that.
You never seen The Water Boy?
Gatorade
no.
is better.
Water's better.
I don't know this one.
You need to go watch The Water Boy. Okay, no, because Adam Sandler's character, Bobby Boucher, gets really mad, and that's when he tackles the crap out of people. He's like,
oh, see, I've seen it like in passing, like it's on in the background, but I've never like paid attention to
Daryl, thank you. I'm going to hopefully have Alex watch that now, and it might change your life, and maybe it'll work too for Morgan today for Ask Alex. Laura, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and what do you think she does here?
Well, first of all, regardless of what she does, is she insane? There's serial killers out there these days.
That's true.
And you just invite someone to your house on a whim?
Don't do it.
Laura, you never get a little horny or anything?
Okay, I'm 45 years old. I've been married for 27 years. I do. And I just wake up my husband and he rolls over.
But see, Morgan doesn't have that.
Yeah, she can't. She doesn't have a dong in bed right there. She had to do something. I remember.
There's vibrators.
Okay, well, maybe she needs to
invest
in that.
You don't invite strangers to your house.
Yeah, that's just asking for trouble.
But you guys, okay, let me ask everybody here on the show then. You've never been in that position where, whether you went or not, where you wanted to go see that person? Like, I know you're not having sex, Alex, but you make out with guys.
I mean, have I ever gotten an urge to make out with someone so bad I invited a stranger to my house?
Well,
no.
Never? Like
never.
You're like, he's so hot?
No.
When you're drunk?
No.
I've
made out with someone at a bar. I've made out with somebody like in public. I didn't invite them personally to my home.
I did that with a girl, but then I changed my mind. I didn't answer my door. But it wasn't Tinder. It was just back in the day, like...
Where'd you find her?
Backpage.
It doesn't matter where I found her.
Oh, my God!
It does not matter, and I've never, ever heard of Backpage. I don't know what that is. Morgan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Okay, so my advice is to come completely clean. Just either do it at the bowling alley or set him aside and just be like, look, I got a little tipsy, I swiped on you, and then I started to panic. And you could even say you got a little scared that a strange man is coming to your house and you're completely sorry and you don't want to start off the season like that. I mean, I don't think avoiding it's going to make it any better. And I think pretending it didn't happen is going to help it in any way.
So she tries to contact him, like call him up before they meet in person, or he shows up to the practice. Or I don't know bowling, so I don't know what you call that. But he shows
either,
up.
But I think it might be better if she can do it before, she can do it. Or... it'll be kind of an awkward sit-down with other people around at the bowling.
But what does she say to him?
I just be completely honest, tell the story. I mean, you don't have to say, like, oh, I didn't think you were hot enough later. Just be like, look.
You don't? You don't think she should say, I think you're a little fugly.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. But I think she should definitely just say, look, I was, you know, compulsive that day, or impulsive, and I swiped. And then as I started to sit there and waiting for you to come over, I realized a strange man is coming to my house at night, and I didn't feel safe, and I panicked.
And that's really out of character for me, because I assume she doesn't do this all the time.
Or maybe.
Right, just say it's out of character. I hope so. God.
Maybe he's actually going to be the one, and this whole weird story of how they met and all that is just part of their story, and he's going to walk onto the bowling team, and she's going to hear, like, the angels singing.
How many movies do you watch?
A lot.
Way too many. Or maybe he's going to hit her over the head with the bowling ball and
but
kill her.
But doesn't this kind of sound like a rom-com? Like, how they met, and she's like, oh my God, get out of here! And she sobers up, and then he ends up on her bowling team. This is 100% a rom-com scenario.
Okay, or a murder mystery. We'll find out. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram, and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. What would you tell Morgan to do here? She got drunk. She swiped on Tinder, sobered up, said this guy's fugly, and now the guy's on her bowling team.